More restrictions are on their way for people living in Dublin from midnight tonight because of the increasing spread of COVID-19 in the city. Public health officials have recommended that the capital move to level 3 of the government's Living with COVID plan. That's the one outlined on Tuesday, but with extra measures, and the government is expected to agree later today. It means people will only be able to travel into and out of Dublin for essential work and education. There will also be tighter restrictions on visits to people's houses, all social gatherings, sports, weddings, churches and third level education. Pubs and restaurants already open in the city will only be able to serve outdoors. We'll hear from restaurants who were taken by surprise by the extra limits shortly, and later in the programme to a hospital doctor, the president of a Dublin university and the head of the HSE. Pat Leahy, political editor of the Irish Times, is with us. Morning, Pat. Tell us more about what's going to change.
Morning, Gavin. I suppose we should say two things at first. First of all, is that these restrictions will only be applied in Dublin, so there will be no change for most of the country. The second thing is that what we're reporting this morning are the recommendations from officials. Nothing is decided yet, and these recommendations will go to ministers this morning, first in the shape of the Cabinet Committee on COVID and then to a full Cabinet meeting later, I understand. But given the seriousness of the current position as it is viewed by the public health officials with regard to the spread of the virus, I think it's very unlikely that ministers would water down these recommendations in any significant way. So what we will see later, I think, is a whole new set of restrictions on social and economic life. The one that is catching most attention late last night and this morning was the additional restrictions for dining in restaurants and pubs which serve food. They will only be permitted to open if they have outdoor facilities, outdoor dining facilities, or for takeaway services. Travel into and from Dublin, people will be told they're only allowed travel into and out of the city for work or for education, and they'll be asked to work from home unless where absolutely necessary. Weddings will, the permitted guest list or the permitted number of guests at a wedding will be reduced from 50 to 25. Though I think it's important to say that people who have their weddings organised for this weekend won't be subject to that new regulation. It will only come into play on Monday, but people who have wedding schedules, say, next weekend will have to cut their guest list from 50 to 25. Third level colleges will be asked to move as much as possible online, and remember they're coming back in the next week or two, most of them. Social, as you indicated earlier, social and family gatherings outside the home to be prohibited. Visitors to the home should be restricted to people from one other household. Indoor events such as conferences and so forth all should be discontinued. Sports matches all to be called off, with the exemption for elite sport, but all schoolboy hurling, football, soccer, rugby, all that will be cancelled as of tonight.
The extra measures beyond what was prescribed for level 3 in that Tuesday plan, they've been met with some shock, Pat.
Yeah, in the plan that was revealed on Tuesday, it indicated that there would be additional restrictions for pubs and restaurants, that pubs that serve food and for restaurants, and it didn't spell out what those restrictions are. Now, my understanding is what the recommendation is, and what was widely reported by yourselves and others last night, is that this restriction on will be quite severe, that only restaurants and pubs with outdoor dining areas, as I said, will be able to serve food. So that, I suppose, is probably that's the most draconian and probably unexpected of these new restrictions. But it is provided for in level 3 that there should be additional restrictions. I suppose the one thing that is outside level 3, insofar as we're aware at the moment, and I stress we'll have to wait and see what the recommendations actually are as approved by ministers later, but is the one that was already known, and that was that the wet pubs will remain closed.
Very briefly, Pat, you expect the government to sign off in full later today?
Yeah, that's the expectation amongst people I was speaking to last night. The process is that these recommendations have come from NPHET. They have been discussed by a meeting of senior officials last night. They will go to a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on COVID this morning, and if signed off there, they will be approved, likely in an incorporeal or remote meeting, by the Cabinet in the afternoon. Regulations were being prepared last night, as I understand it, within the Department of Health, Department of Justice. They will be signed by ministers probably today and will come into operation at midnight tonight, with the exception, as I said earlier, of the restriction on wedding guests.
Pat, thank you. That's Pat Leahy, political editor of the Irish